USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Elon Musk suggested that his agreement to purchase Twitter for $44 billion was based on actual followers of the platform. Now that it's been exposed, bots or non-people computers are in a large portion of the platform. His bid should be lowered to match the actual users. If 25% of the users are bots, then the Twitter acquisition deal should cost 25% less. End quote. A 21-year-old Russian soldier was sentenced to life in prison on Monday for killing an unarmed civilian in the first war crimes trial since Moscow's invasion of Ukraine 3 months ago. The verdict takes effect in 30 days and can be appealed during that period. The soldier, a member of a tank unit who was eventually captured, will remain in custody. The Ukrainian prosecutor general said there was more than 11,000 ongoing war crimes in Ukraine, with 40 suspects identified. USA Radio News.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
Monkeypox virus is transmitted from one person to another by close contact with lesions, body fluids, and respiratory droplets. The incubation period is usually 6 to 13 days.
With cases of monkeypox spreading in Europe and even detected in the United States, President Biden says it's something to be concerned about. Speaking Sunday on ABC's This Week, White House COVID-19 Response Coordinator Dr. Ajit Jha weighs in on the key difference between monkeypox and COVID-19.
I think the president is right. Anytime we have an infectious disease outbreak like this, we should all be paying attention. But I feel like this is a virus we understand. We have vaccines against it. We have treatments against it. And it's spread very differently than SARS-CoV-2. It's not as contagious as COVID. So I am confident we're going to be able to keep our arms around it.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
We are USA Radio News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. That's 800-631-9123.
The concern that conservative voices are being censored by Democrat followers. Examples include the infamous Biden laptop and Hillary Clinton giving the okay to release Russia disinformation about President Trump to the media, and then, without journalistic integrity, the media running this story. Now a new documentary with evidence exposing how the 2020 election was stolen, according to its creator, Dinesh D'Souza. The documentary is called 2,000 Mules.
When you look at what the fact checkers are saying, it doesn't really square with what's in the film. So they'll say things like, well, you know, in Georgia, people are allowed to return ballots for their family members. Now, that's true. But if you're returning ballots for your family members, why would you go to more than one drop box? You go to one, you drop them off, you go home.
Right.
We're looking at mules that went to a minimum of 10 drop boxes. And as you know, if you've seen the video in the film, typically it's in the middle of the night. It's wearing gloves to avoid fingerprints. It's taking photos of the ballots going in to get paid. So anyone who sees the film will realize that this criticism is just downright nonsensical. It doesn't square with what your own two eyes are showing you in the movie.
Mr. D'Souza on One America News. Again, the documentary is called 2,000 Mules. After 15 years operating in Russia, Starbucks will completely exit the communist country because of Russia's barbaric regime. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.